Hello, I'm Tamsin, and welcome back to Season 3 of English Sound Building, the advanced pronunciation podcast where you do the work to build muscle, muscle memory, and master new sounds. As always, we'll start with a reminder that successful communication is possible in any one of the thousands of global English accents, and there is no ideal. But learning about pronunciation helps us with listening as well as speaking. It's fascinating and it's fun, and that's why we're here. If you'd find it useful to read as you listen, remember that there's a script for this podcast on my Patreon page. That's www.patreon.com/englishbrickbybrick. You'll find the link in the episode notes. Everything is free on there. Just scroll down on the main page. I am a one-person team writing, recording and editing these podcasts in my free time, though. So if you like what I do and you are able to support me, please do. And thank you so much to those of you who already are. So this week we're thinking about just one sound, and that sound is ng, the one which is often represented by the letters ng. This is our first nasal consonant sound, and because of that spelling pattern, it's easy to think of it as a cross between the n sound, ng, and the g sound, g. This can be helpful, but it's not quite so simple. So to make the sound, the vocal cords are vibrated and air is pushed through the nose as if you were making the n sound. But the tongue is in a completely different position. So to make the ng sound, your lips are slightly open and the front of the mouth is completely relaxed. The tip and blade of your tongue aren't doing anything, whereas they would be to make n, for n, the blade of your tongue is pressing against the alveolar ridge, that's that hard gummy bit behind your upper front teeth. Instead, for n, the sound comes from further back, and that's why we're looking at it this week, because it follows on really nicely from what we were looking at with g and k last week. So, to make n, the back of your tongue is in a similar position as it would be at the start of g. So as we said last week, try the back of your tongue, try to push the back of your tongue against the soft palate, then vibrate your vocal cords and push air through your nose. If you're not sure whether the air is coming through your nose because you don't feel it like a big rush through your nostrils, pinch your nose and you'll notice the sound stops. So because we're letting the air come through the nose, the soft palate lowers to do that and is lowered for this sound. So you might feel that you feel the connection here better than you did with the g sound last week, where the air comes through the mouth. And as we said last week, you may also find that the midsection of your tongue touches the back of your hard palate too with this sound. I find that less. I think the lowering of that soft palate really makes a difference for me with this sound. So I don't always have that connection with the midsection of my tongue and the back of my hard palate, but I do still sometimes. So as I said last week, experiment with making the sound further forward, further back with your tongue against that soft palate, and just notice how the sound changes as you do. So we've still only spoken about how to start the sound. The second part of the sound is very similar to g, but rather than releasing the stop, you hold it. And when you do need to release to move on to the next sound, you do so very gently as you stop vibrating your vocal cords. So you don't get that plosive g or k because there's no air coming through anymore. And it tends to be this final part of the sound which my learners find trickiest. Some relax the sound too much, getting a fricative h sound. So sing would be sing. And others hold and release too quickly, getting a harder g or a devoiced k. So allowing some of the air to come through their mouth, getting sing or sink. Now, I should add here that that harder g is found in some British accents. So you will hear both sing and sing, for example. Another example of how learning about pronunciation is so important for listening, because you have to learn to map both those sound patterns to the same meaning. And finally, there's a third pattern we need to consider with this sound, and that is the fact that the ng is often affected in faster speech, where it's often replaced with the n sound, particularly at the ends of words with the ing suffix. So singing would become singing, like singing in the rain. I'm singing in the rain. This again is a particular feature of some English accents, but will happen to most speakers at some point in faster speech. So let's practice some common words with the ng sound. To start off, we're just looking at words where the ng is at the end of a word. And as you'll see, they are almost all ing letters and they are all represented by that ng spelling pattern. Listen and repeat. Amazing. Anything. Boring. Bring. Building. Cooking. Dancing, driving, during, evening, everything, exciting, feeling, interesting, long, meaning, meeting, morning, nothing, painting, reading, shopping, sing, spring, swimming, thing, writing, young. Well done. It's worth noting, though, that not all words with the ng sound have that ng spelling. The combinations NK and NC, because the tongue will move back to make that K sound, will also have a ng, as can words with an X or Q, where the X or Q is pronounced as a K. Let's look at some examples. Listen and repeat. Anxious. Distinction. Drink. Inquire. Incapable. Increase, incredible, link, pink, think, uncle, wink. And what I find fascinating about these words is that you'll probably find that your tongue has always been in that ng position for them, and that you had no idea that your mouth was being so efficient in not making the ng sound. Or maybe if you've always struggled with that ng combination because you've been trying to do the tongue gymnastics of quickly moving from ng to k, giving your tongue permission to make the ng sound instead of the ng may just unlock it for you. Now let's move on to some words where ng is in the middle of a word. With many of these, we'll hear it twice because they also end in the ing suffix. Listen and repeat. Banging. Bringing. Drinking. Flinging. Kangaroo. Language. Singer. Singing, single, sinking, springing, thinking. Well done. Okay, let's finish with some sentences with a lot of ng sounds. And as always, you'll hear some other features of connected speech going on in here. There's some really nice weak forms in these going back to earlier this season. As always, I'll read the sentences three times. I'll read them slowly the first time for you to grasp the words. I'll read them then a second and third time at a more natural pace, pausing after each of those times for you to repeat in between. We start with some shorter sentences. We move on to some longer sentences. And as always, don't forget, go check the script if you need to as well. Sentence one. I was driving long before morning. I was driving long before morning. I was driving long before morning. Sentence two. There's nothing like being young and single. There's nothing like being young and single. There's nothing like being young and single. Sentence sentence three. We think this morning's meeting will be incredibly interesting. We think this morning's meeting will be incredibly interesting. We think this morning's meeting will be incredibly interesting. And sentence four. It was an amazing spring evening of cooking, eating, drinking, dancing, and singing. It was an amazing spring evening of cooking, eating, drinking, dancing, and singing. It was an amazing spring evening of cooking, eating, drinking, dancing, and singing. And we're going to finish on a song. How couldn't we when the title of this podcast is Sing a Song? So we're going to learn a classic English nursery rhyme. So the kind of song that English kids have been learning and singing for hundreds of years. And if you're an Agatha Christie fan, you may also notice the reference to the Miss Marple book, A Pocket Full of Rye, in here too. We're going to sing the first two verses today, as those are the ones which practice the ng sound. But there are two more, and I'll put the full text in the script for those of you who are interested. So we're going to listen line by line. I'll sing it. I'd like you to sing and repeat. As I've said before, I'm not the world's best singer. I'll try to hold the tune. I'll do better when we speed it up. Hopefully you'll do a better job than I will. So the first line, sing a song of sixpence. The second line, a pocket full of rye. The third line, 4 and 20 blackbirds. The fourth line, baked in a pie. Second verse, first line, when the pie was opened. Second verse, second line, the birds began to sing. Third line, wasn't that a dainty dish? And final line, to set before the king. Okay, we'll try putting it together. So I'll sing it again, this time without pausing from line to line. If you can sing with me, please do so. If not, pause the podcast and have a go afterwards. We'll do it twice through. First time, sing a song of sixpence, a pocket full of rye, 4 and 20 blackbirds baked in a pie. When the pie was opened, the birds began to sing. Wasn't that a dainty dish to set before the king? And we'll try again a little faster this time. Sing a song of sixpence, a pocket full of rye, 4 and 20 blackbirds baked in a pie. When the pie was opened, the birds began to sing. Wasn't that a dainty dish to set before the king? Well done. Singing is such a great way of getting the rhythm of the language, of just using the language in a different way, getting some things like those weak forms in there as well, because they have to match the rhythm of the song. Great work. That is it. That is the end of this week's workout. Don't forget to practice as often as possible to build muscle and muscle memory, speeding the podcast up or slowing it down as you need to. If you'd like to follow me on social media, come find me on Instagram or Facebook at English Brick by Brick. And of course, you'll also find me on Patreon at www.patreon.com/English Brick by Brick. We're back next week. This time we're revisiting the J sound we looked at last season, but we'll be contrasting it with the Y sound. Enjoy sound building, and I'll see you then.